Sterling Elementary School was in lockdown mode Friday afternoon after video footage showed a male intruder pulling a fire alarm, then hiding in a restroom. No one was hurt in the incident, and the man was arrested by Alaska State Troopers. District Communications Specialist Peggy Erkineff says the fire alarm went off around 1:15 p.m. Friday, prompting the entire school to evacuate. Firefighters from Central Emergency Services checked the building and gave the all clear to re-enter, determining it was a false alarm. Principal Denise Kelly immediately began reviewing video footage to see who had tampered with the fire alarm and noticed that a man had entered the building, pulled the alarm, and exited again. Erkineff says the man apparently milled around with students and staff and re-entered the building with everyone else.
So the school was immediately put into stay put mode, and we realized that the man had walked into the bathroom right near the front area and had not come out of the bathroom yet. All this happened within a period of a few minutes. So when he emerged from the bathroom, the staff person that was right there engaged him in conversation. And at that time, the troopers were already responding, arrived at the school, questioned him, and took him into custody.
Troopers arrested Robert Luton, age 31, of Sterling, for second-degree terroristic threatening and fourth-degree criminal mischief. He was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility. Luton is no stranger to local law enforcement. His record includes convictions for third- and fourth-degree assault, as well as vehicle theft and several wide-ranging misdemeanor convictions. Erkineff says it is unknown if Luton has a connection to the school or what his motive might have been. She says parents were notified of the situation as soon as possible with the district's rapid notify system. That's where parents receive a text message, email, or automated voice message, according to their preference. Principal Kelly also made a post on the school's Facebook page.
The communications that went out, we were transparent, we were clear with parents. We got the information out as soon as possible to let our parents know what happened. And Mrs. Kelly said she's available for any of the school parents if they've got questions on Monday.
Erkineff says the district will review the incident, but that the school followed proper protocol.
We keep one door unlocked in our schools, the front door. That's what our policy is. So there's not lots of ways to get in and out of our schools. But like anything, when something like this happens, we'll evaluate how the response was and if there's anything we can learn and improve. But I know Mrs. Kelly felt really good about her staff and students at Sterling Elementary on Friday. And of course, everybody, all of us, are really relieved that nothing more came from it.
School resumed as usual at Sterling Elementary on Monday morning.